Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, you're about to get smarter in just a few minutes with Curiosity Daily from Discovery. Time flies when you're learning super cool stuff. I'm Nate.
And I'm Callie. If you're dropping in for the first time, welcome to Curiosity, where we aim to blow your mind by helping you to grow your mind. If you're a loyal listener, welcome back.
Today, you'll learn about an ancient diagnostic tool that's getting an AI upgrade, the world's slipperiest surface, and some insights into the minds of everyone who loves this show.
Without further ado, let's satisfy some curiosity.
One of the worst parts about getting sick, other than, you know, just being sick, of course, is all of the tests and diagnostics and observations you have to go through to figure out exactly what's wrong.
Oof, yeah, no, you tell me about it. I'm not a big fan of needles, if we're being honest. But I will take a blood draw any day over one of those awful, like, throat swabs. Ooh, and what about the old COVID test where they stuck the swab so far up it, like, felt like it was touching your brain through your nose?
I don't even want to think about it. And those are all pretty common diagnostic tests. Think about the bigger ones, you know, the MRIs and biopsies. You got scans and jabs and stuff with spinal fluids.
Okay, yeah, no, I get it. Getting diagnostic tests isn't great.
Well, what if there's a way doctors could diagnose some conditions just by looking at pictures of your tongue?
I would say I'm all for that, but hang on. Isn't this something they've been doing in Chinese medicine for a long time?
Exactly. And not just a long time, like over 2,000 years. Practitioners of traditional Chinese medicine believe that our health hinges on balanced life force, balanced blood, and balanced body fluids.
So, balance.
Yes. And they believe the tongue is sort of like a weather map for diseases. They look at things like color, shape, coating, and the level of moisture to check for imbalances.
Okay, no, I've heard about this, but it sounds like one of those too-good-to-be-true stories. I mean, tech startups have been racing to disrupt that space for years. They even made a movie out of the Theranos debacle, right?
It totally sounds too good to be true, but researchers have known for a while that the tongue does indeed indicate certain conditions. Folks with diabetes might have a tongue with a yellowish tint. Stroke patients often presented with a red, crooked tongue.
Crooked?
Crooked. I know, it's wild. But the thing is that so much of this was rather anecdotal. So a research partnership between scientists in Iraq and Australia decided to test it out. They had 50 patients send over tongue selfies. Now, these patients all had either diabetes, renal failure, or anemia, or some combination of these.
Okay, got it. So they knew that if tongues could talk, these ones would let loose the secrets of their diseases.
So poetic. And yes, that's right. Using machine learning, they compared the images against a database of 9,000 other tongue images and found that the computer analysis was able to diagnose the various diseases with 94% accuracy.
There's no way.
Apparently, there's a way. Of course, they'd like to make it even more accurate. But the big story here is how traditional medical practices can be leveled up times 1,000 using cutting-edge technology to revolutionize our healthcare industry. Remember those COVID, you know, brain-feeling swabs you talked about? Well, another study found that many patients with different levels of infection are associated with different shades of color on the tongue.
So my tongue selfie could replace the brain swab.
It could replace a lot of diagnostic tools. But as we say pretty often on this show,
they need to do more research.
Bingo.
Dang it. Here's a problem you didn't know we had. Water isn't slippery enough.
Ugh, tell me about it.
Okay, so maybe it's not a problem exactly, but scientists have been studying the slipperiness of surfaces for as long as people have slipped on icy patches. But a new study has added a new twist, possibly paving the way to creating the world's most hydrophobic surface.
Hydrophobic, I think we've talked about that before. That is where a surface basically repels water as though it's scared of it or something.
Yes, exactly. The more scared or phobic the surface is of water, the less time the water is able to spend on it. So for years, scientists have tried to figure out exactly what makes a surface interact with water droplets in a specific way.
Right, because some surfaces aren't scared of water at all. They love water.
Exactly, and that's called hydrophilic.
Okay, so if I have my science straight, doesn't it all have to do with friction?
Oh, see, you are not science phobic, are you? So see what I did there? But we are getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. Let's talk about how water behaves on surfaces, and then we'll get into the study.
This is kind of like saying, what makes something wet?
I mean, kinda. When water touches a surface, it can do a couple of things. It can either spread out flat or it can beat up. Like when you wax your car, the wax makes the surface more hydrophobic and you see the water beat up and run off. But without that wax,
the hood is just wet.
Oh, see, there you go. And like you said, that has a lot to do with friction. Friction kind of makes things sticky. So you reduce the friction between the water and the surface and you can watch the water just run off.
Got it. So what causes the friction?
Well, that's the question this study was trying to answer. The researchers worked with a super teensy special coating called a self-assembled monolayer, or SAM. They found that they could control how hydrophobic or hydrophilic the surface was by changing how much of the coating was on the surface.
I'm guessing more of the SAM meant less friction.
Yes, but there's a twist. They also found that less of the SAM led to less friction.
Well, okay. So it just doesn't matter how much of this SAM stuff was on the surface?
Oh, see, that's the real mind blower here. It did matter because a medium amount of SAM led to more friction.
Sure. Yeah. Of course, that makes all the sense in the world. This is like the weirdest Goldilocks and the Three Bears thing ever. Like, Papa and Baby Bear. Just right. Mama? Nope. Totally messed it up.
Yep, exactly. So this SAM coating creates sort of fluid-like surface, and a little bit or a lot of it makes the water just slide right off. This study challenges what we thought we knew about how droplets interact with surfaces and shows that even surfaces that should, in theory, make water stick can actually let it slide off easily if the conditions are right.
I sort of understand the science. All right, but what's the point? Like, why are scientists trying to understand water droplets on slippery surfaces?
I mean, imagine driving through an intense rainstorm and never needing to turn on your windshield wipers, or sink drains that just won't clog, or clothes you can swim in without getting wet.
All right, okay, yeah. Imagine in a boat with a like super slippery underside just shooting across the surface of the water.
Exactly. And if you think about it, we live in a water-filled world. We spend so much of our day just figuring out how to stay dry. A study like this could eventually lead to some pretty cool innovations.
Yeah, well, these researchers are really swimming in useful data.
Oh, no. You just had to get one in there, didn't you?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A new study is shedding some light on why the lovely people who listen to this show don't skip to the end of each segment to find out the conclusion.
So it's a study on podcast listeners.
It's a study of the curious.
Ooh, okay. I'm dying to hear what it found.
Well, yeah, you're dying to find out because you, my podcast partner in curious crime, are a curious person, meaning you as a person are curious, not that...
I got you.
Yeah. And that's one of the interesting things about the start of this study. Scientists assumed that curiosity led people to seek immediate answers, right?
I mean, sure. When you hear the start of a story that makes you just go question things, you can't wait to figure it out. Curiosity killed the cat is already a saying, so. Yeah.
Well, it turns out there's a bit of a paradox. But before we get to that, let's talk about the study itself. So researchers enlisted the help of over 2,000 participants from the U.S. who watched 25 different line drawing videos, and they had access to a spoiler button.
Okay, what are line drawing videos?
Good question. Basically, it's a drawing that starts out as something totally unrecognizable, but over the course of the video, you watch the drawing develop into a common object, like a taco or something.
Okay, so in the beginning, you're just like, well, what the heck is this going to be?
Exactly. And if you think about it, we feel the same thing when we watch any episodic TV show. From the first beat, we wonder where this story is going and what's going to happen. So the researchers wanted to know if a heightened sense of curiosity would lead people to smash that spoiler button, or if something else was going on.
But, I mean, we already kind of know, don't we? Most people hate spoilers.
Sure do. But why? So the study found that as curiosity increased, the participants chose not to skip to the end, which shows a natural preference for the process of discovery. And that's where the paradox comes in. Curiosity does two things. It increases our patience for answers to these sticky fun puzzles, but it also amplifies our eagerness to know them.
That is really weird, but it makes total sense. I kind of love that feeling of curiosity I get when I'm watching some crazy show for the first time, but just because I'm dying to know the end doesn't mean I want to skip to it. Most of the fun is in that process of discovery.
That is exactly right. They found that curiosity is also linked with positive emotions like joy, which explains why, even though we might be desperate to know the ending, we tend to avoid spoilers.
So, okay, why does this happen? Is there some kind of evolutionary or biological mechanism at work here?
Well, the mechanisms here are less understood, but it shows that our sense of curiosity increases the value of our learning journey, not just the destination. It means that we're more likely to be motivated to continue grappling with puzzles until we come to a natural conclusion.
That makes total sense. The more we're motivated to struggle with problems, the more deeply we learn how to solve them.
Yep, there is deep joy and human value in watching the plot unfold before us.
Can you imagine how boring the world would be without curiosity?
I can't imagine, but I'm dying to find out.
I'm not. I want to keep it.
Let's recap what we learned today to wrap up. Blending ancient wisdom with modern tech, researchers have developed an AI system that diagnoses diseases like diabetes and cancer with 94% accuracy by analyzing tongue images. This innovative approach, reviving a 2,000-year-old Chinese practice, could revolutionize remote healthcare, making diagnostics both easier and more accessible.
Scientists have made a surprising discovery that challenges our understanding of water droplets. They found that surfaces with a specific microscopic coating can cause water to either glide off effortlessly or stick firmly, depending on how much coating is used. This breakthrough opens up exciting possibilities for developing new, more efficient materials for everything from self-cleaning windows to super-fast boats.
A new Duke University study unveiled a curiosity paradox. While curiosity heightens our patience for answers, it simultaneously intensifies our eagerness to know them. Using captivating short videos, researchers demonstrated how curiosity enriches the learning journey, leading to deep joy. It also explains why we avoid spoilers like the plague. Curiosity Daily is produced by Wheelhouse DNA for Discovery. You can find our show wherever you get your podcasts, and we'd love if you could leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
Our Discovery executive producer is Dominique Vu. Our Wheelhouse DNA executive producer is Cassie Berman. This show is hosted by Callie Gade and Nate Bonham.
Our producer is Kiara Noni, and our associate producer is Kimaya Floyd. Writing is done by Sam Osterhout.
Sound design, audio engineering, and editing by Nick Carissimi.
I'm Nate Bonham.
And I'm Callie Gade. We'll see you next week.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.